Доброе утро, Хаврим. Мне выпала особая привилегия сегодня говорить перед вами. Я нахожусь в отмене, это очень легко, потому что вы своим примером и своим
Morning, friends. I have a special privilege to speak before you today, since you, through your example, awakened me the feeling of love. And I see in you the greatest of the Creator, the special spirit, the yearning to overcome, to rise. I'm proud that the Creator has allowed me to be in such a group where everyone has one goal, the divinity, Shekhinah, will dwell among us. I see only your virtues, and I want to be like you, to be on the same degree as you. I want to express towards you all of the love that have been accumulating within me for a long time, to give you my inspiration from you, from your work, from your devotion to the path. We receive this huge gift that the Creator is constantly giving us on the path, and we're walking on a path of bestowal and love, rising above time and place, enjoying the light of the Creator. We are His pipeline into the world. Thank you very much to the Creator for this world, for creation that is advancing towards its final perfect goal, and to the dear, and let's hear the dear friends from Moscow who will continue our preparation.
Вопрос на активный семинар. Что мы должны сделать?
A question for the workshop.
רגע לפני שאלה סדנה, אנחנו נקרא מה שכותב הרבש.
Just before the workshop question, let's read what Rabash wrote.
זאת אומרת,
by being together with my brothers, that is, by being in a group where there is love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God. This trail is called a path of bestowal, and this way is against our nature. To be able to achieve it, there is no other way but love of friends, by which everyone can help his friend. Moscow, please.
Вопрос на активный семинар.
A question for an active workshop.
Чтобы на этом уроке подняться в дом Творца.
What do we have to do?
Чтобы на этом
уроке. So that in this lesson we will rise to the house of the Lord. What should we do so that in this lesson we will ascend to the house of the Lord?
אנחנו בשיעור הזה צריכים להתחיל מלהתבטל אחד לשני.
We need to start annulling to one another, and after we annul to one another, we'll feel the connection between us, and from the connection between us will be a kli, a vessel through which we will receive the light, and that's what it means to reach the house of God.
What should we do so that in this lesson we will rise to the house of the Lord? Well, we need to want. We need to truly want it. If we don't want it, we will not get there. We have to very much want this thing more than anything else in life. And this desire, you can get it only in the society where we give this to one another, we amplify it, then maybe we will want it with God's help.
This mutual desire we need to build together. That's why it's important that we make vast efforts in this lesson to hear the lesson as a single kli, as a single person, the ten. And to the extent we connect, to that same extent the light that reforms will work on us, and that will bring us closer to bestowal. That will bring bestowal closer to us. Chaim.
Before the beginning of the preparation, we read the preparation in our 10, we read excerpts from Rabash on the same topic, really. And each time it amazes me anew how he takes the ordinary texts, verses from the Torah, verses from the Talmud, and suddenly he explains it to you so that you see everything as inner work. You see everything as work in the group. You need to read these excerpts bit by bit, and you can then see how he's truly bringing you into the work. And then everything that you read suddenly takes on a new meaning. And it's the same with this question. What does it mean to rise to the house of the Lord? What should we do so that in this lesson we will rise to the house of the Lord? We simply need to connect between us, because the house of the Lord exists between us. It is our corrected will to receive. This is where it is.
Oui.
Can I just... should develop a Sfaradi. La'alot le'bet Hashem ze pashut la'alot.
Reaching or rising to the house of God is to rise to the ten. The ten is nothing less than the house of God, and it is even the place where the Creator dwells. That's what we need to yearn for. That's where we need to rise. And then we'll be able to feel the Creator in this life, to be able to be similar to Him.
Yes. And the way there, always, it's like a marathon run. We don't know where exactly we are, but we're happy that we're together, and most importantly, that we have work. On the other hand, maybe this lesson is the most important lesson, the most unique, the lesson in which we will truly do it. So we have to aspire to help each other, not just stand on the line like watching a movie, but rather to be an actor within the movie, changing reality and truly wanting to bestow to the friend in order to open up and reach connection in order to give him contentment.
We have work. The entire lesson, when a friend asks a question, when a Rav speaks, when we read excerpts, each and every one of us needs to feel in the heart that he is as an active friend, as one that's actively listening, including himself. In short, not to go through this lesson as an observer from the side, but to really ask to be in it.
In order for us not to be observers from the side and the lesson will just pass us by, we have to pray for each other.
We have to ask. Nobody is responsible for his own desires. The Creator is inserting thoughts into him, but we want to rise and create this house of the Lord together. We should pray for this, ask for this. With the flow of the lesson, we will think about this construction, building the Creator between us.
Творец, мы пришли просить тебя за наших товарищей.
Creator,
потому что ты великий милосерден.
We came to ask from you for our friends.
И даёшь добро хорошим и плохим.
You are great. You are merciful. There is no one greater than you. You are good to the righteous and to the wicked. See these warriors that stand before you in awe, fighting the evil inclination to give them contentment. If you shall not help them, they have exerted for nothing. So hear our prayer. Correct our shattering. Unite the friends with love. Correct the will to receive. Give us the intention to bestow. So we'll feel the deficiencies of the friends that will be joyful working in darkness too. Give Mnei Baruch the confidence and the strength to awaken in humanity a deficiency for unity, to be a conduit for your light to lead humanity to adhesion to you.